I'm not doctor phobic or anything, but, you know, I avoid going to the doctor when I can, like most people. So I found this really cool list of medical procedures that doctors actually think you should try to avoid. And some of them are pretty surprising. Like, one, get a flu shot. There's not a lot of evidence, according to this anyway, that it helps people who are healthy to begin with. Two, taking sleeping pills. That's pretty self-explanatory. They're kind of addictive, or can be. Having a prostate cancer check. This really surprised me. People don't realize that prostate cancers are actually super common in older folks, and most of them are harmless. Tests can reveal things that could put you through a lot of unnecessary tests or treatment. This is all according to the survey done by The Guardian. Not only that, but the test can be highly inaccurate. Having your first child at home? Too much chance of danger there with complications with the first pregnancy. This one gets a lot of people's dander up. The refusal of vaccinations for the little ones. It's kind of a trend among younger parents. A lot of serious diseases are easily preventable and are coming back because fewer kids are getting vaccinated. Things like measles, tetanus, polio, stuff like that. Having a CT scan while you're well, if you do it according to this, you're just asking for trouble, especially in older people. They almost always find some minor abnormality. Then they have to do more procedures to rule out something more serious. And finally, the Atkins diet, that whole low-carb thing that was such a rage about 5-10 years ago. Sure, you're going to lose weight, but it might make you die faster. People who stick to low-carb diets for a long time are 62% more likely to have heart attacks or strokes than people who eat a normal diet. So the old adage, an apple a day may keep the doctor away, may be true. But after learning this information, it may be me that would keep you away from the doctor. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor. The information disseminated in Kevin's commentaries is for entertainment purposes only. If you feel bad, for heaven's sakes, go to the doctor.